Hello, my imaginary friend, Tessa Twain here. I've got the lovely Jane Twain with me.
Hello.
Hello, we're just walking down a hill in Buckinghamshire, aren't we?
Yes.
We're looking,
yes, we are.
Looking for caves. Yes. The sun is shining, it's early May. We've got our kids with us as well. Hello, Amelia. You give me a stick. Thank you.
Well, I've already got a stick, which is quite helpful for
going
down.
Hey, what's Henry?
Down the wall.
There you are, that's your stick, Henry.
It's not a wall, down the hill.
Down the hill.
That's fine.
Yes. So we just mistakenly gone up the hill,
yeah,
thinking we were on our way to where we were going to go. And
yeah,
we discovered a mausoleum and a church.
Yeah.
To who was it again?
Some baronet of West Wickham.
Baronet of West Wickham.
Yeah, and there's a huge big country pile over there, so now I'm wondering whether the mausoleum is on this hill, because from there you can see it very well.
You can see
so
that.
So he would have put it up
there.
His
estate.
Yeah, but he would have been able to see this mausoleum to his wife from where he lives. So it looks like quite a big mansion over there, but then also sort of little parkland and lake and... So it looks like it's all part of a huge estate.
Yeah, and then one in the village as well. Obviously, that's just the people that
village,
service his house.
Yeah. Oh, God, now we're going further down.
Oh, that's good. And we're going back down the hill again.
Yeah.
There's a big church
so
up there as
could
well.
We've just gone around.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a church up there as well, it was next to the mausoleum.
Right.
I wonder which came first, the church or the mausoleum?
Probably the church, do you think? Ah.
Probably.
The mausoleum was that old. What was it again? It said. What was the date on there? Hang on.
You took a photo, did you?
Photo, yeah. There's some dates on there to Victoria. Where was that? Oh, let's see if I can. 1933 to 1976. So yeah, that's fairly recent. The greatly loved wife of Sir Francis Dashwood. Baronet of West Wickham and mother of three daughters and a son. Yeah, there you go.
Very important wife and mother.
Yep.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very nice that you built that up there.
Yeah.
She must have been very beloved. It's very big.
Imagine having to walk up every Sunday. You're welcome. Having to walk up the hill every Sunday to go to church.
Good exercise.
Yeah.
That I don't mind the walking
fit,
up, it's the walking down that worries me.
Yeah?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, and there's steps.
Yeah, what's easier, steps or slopes?
Slope. Luckily it's dry. But you know, very kindly gave me a walking stick, so that'd be okay.
Of course, the kids are walking up and down, aren't they?
Yeah.
We just want to walk.
Oh, that's all right.
Help them to burn off some energy.
Yeah, it's very picturesque here.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice day.
And it's a nice day.
Yeah.
It helps. Always helps.
A pretty village.
Yeah, it is. Well, to think, we're near the end.
Yes.
Yeah, see, now you're slipping.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we considered moving here a long time ago.
Was that when I was working at High Wycombe?
Yeah, near there.
Mm.
That was before your Watford days. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure this makes a very riveting boo.
No, should we end it here? Toodle boo!
Bye-bye. Yeah. Oh, look, we made it to the... to the bottom of the hill anyway. Oh, I wonder whether that was the car park actually. Oh, look, there it is. I think that's probably the car park we were aiming for. Yeah, that is rather tiny, isn't it? The only things that confuse me is that it said you can park a little bit further along in the garden centre. The only thing is the garden centre seems to have shut.
And the car park was still labelled for the caves.
Well, now I understand why they said don't park in Church Lane, because you can see how if you can't fit in this car park, you can park along the lane.
There we go.
Well, we're here now, so... Very nice. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
We made it. Hooray.
Toodle-boo.
Bye.